Charles Woodson's fine. This is a normal practice week for Charles. Thursday is the day he goes through the jog through. He practiced yesterday. He'll practice tomorrow. So he'll be ready to go Sunday.
Did you go outside today, Mike, and was the field? And
okay. We did not go outside today. We went outside yesterday. We practiced with the doors open. I was able to get the temperature down to 29 degrees, so it was quality work. Very crisp practice there. I was very pleased with the work.
Thank you. Talk about Clay Matthews. He has stepped up and elevated in the second year here in this defense. Just that group of backers, something you believe in, giving us a group together and really proud of the linebackers. So.
Well, Clay Matthews' second year, I mean, he just jumped out the gate starting in week one up here in Philadelphia. Just had a tremendous start. He's been pushing through a leg injury, and we actually missed a bunch of practice time there in the middle of the season. And of late has been able to get the practice reps that he needs, and has really picked his game back up here down the stretch. He's having a tremendous season. He's an impact player for our defense. Really sets the tempo and the tone for the outside linebacker position. Kevin Green does an excellent job coaching those outside backers, and we've had so much change with the other guys. Just from Brad Jones to Frank Zombo, and Eric Walden now has come in and has played very well with his opportunity, defensive player of the week there at the end of the year. So that's a primary position on our defense, and we've had a lot of guys play it. The linebacker body type is something that we value here, and we're getting a lot of production out of it. So, very pleased with their production.
Raji at the goal line, is that something you've been keeping in your back pocket all year, or what was the thinking of adding that?
No, frankly, it just came up last week. Just some of the things that we were doing with our inside run game in our goal line package, we wanted to improve it, wanted to add a wrinkle to it. And just going off of game planning, how Atlanta plays their goal line defense, we just felt that particular formation and matchup and so forth was to our benefit. And BJ did a great job. He didn't block anybody, but he did a great job opening for the hole, and we were able to score a touchdown. So it was a good wrinkle for us.
Mike, at the time that you've opened up the doors to the Hudson Center, what benefit have the players or you or anybody gotten out of that?
Clearly handling the football. I mean, it's 29 degrees in there, so it's very similar to what we're going to play in Chicago on Sunday. It's supposed to be 18, 19, 20 degrees down there. Practiced outside yesterday. We just have limited space outside, so some of our team drills are not exactly what you're looking for to go outside. So. But to open up the doors, and it just really helps, particularly the skill position, handling the football.
Hey, Mike, if the weather forecast holds, I think it's supposed to be 22, but very little wind and no precipitation, is that basically the ideal conditions for a game being played in Chicago on January?
I would think anybody would be happy when you play in Chicago and there's no wind. I think that would be ideal. I mean, wind is, to me, the biggest factor that changes the way you call a football game, field position, special teams, and everything involved. So, and it's a challenge when you play the Chicago Bears, especially with their special teams. So I'm all for no wind.
Mike, having said that, when you do your preparation and start looking at putting your game plan together, do you almost have to have one for no wind and then, maybe a plan B ready to go if you get out there and it's very gusty?
Well, we do weather updates a couple times a day, so it's usually pretty close. You have a pretty good idea what you're walking into come Sunday. But I don't have to turn a page on my call sheet to be ready to play with a win game. So, but you do have to adjust particularly do you take the football or do you decisions you make starting with the coin toss, field position, things like that.
Does it impact your roster decisions at all when you go interactive?
Based on the opponent, would factor in that. But, yeah, you look at all the factors.
And what would you think of distraction, the goal of this game, the challenge, and bringing stuff you take into the team to kind of go out for a while?
I mean, we've talked about it. We have a business section of our team meeting on Wednesday, and we have one section called media notes, and it was longer this week than normal. So there's more of the media corps here this week. So, you know, other than that, just really stick, you know, keeping things normal. I mean, I want to keep these guys on a good schedule. They did a very good job. Frankly, playing Saturday night helped us. We had an extra day to do the administrative things that we needed to do. We were able to accomplish that Monday. I'm sure a lot of people are, you know, trying to get tickets and help their family members out. So with the extra day, I think that really helped us. But really, since Wednesday morning, we've been on a normal week.
Mike, I know you value the Tom Clements as a teacher and coach on your staff. How did you balance that with the need to keep your staff intact or not prevent a coach from advancing when you declined the Bears' attempt to interview him 12 months ago?
I don't know why I would have to answer something like that right now. We're preparing to play for the NFC Championship game. I am pro career advancement with my staff. When the request is made of anybody on our staff, there's conversations that take place. So Tom and I, in his particular situation, we talked about it, and a decision was made, and we moved forward. And I think Tom's very happy in Green Bay.
Mike, how important is it for you defensive back to play physical against the Bears wide receivers?
Very important. Number one, that's the way we play. It's important anytime you play, you know, an offense that's really based on rhythm in the passing game to knock their receivers off of, you know, out of their rhythm. So you want to be physical with them, get your hands on them. And, I mean, that's where we want to play every week, and that's where we plan on playing this week.
There's been a lot of made in town. They approach the last game of the regular season and why they played their starters the entire game when they had nothing to gain in terms of seeding. What was your interpretation of
their
motives? Were they trying to keep you out of the playoffs because they feared you or for some other reason? And how do you play that with your team?
We didn't talk about it. Sorry, I'm out. We planned on winning the game. We focused on the Bears, the schemes that we felt that they were going to play against us that day, whether they're going to play or not, because if they didn't play their starters, they really would have been playing the same coverages, the same defenses and things like that. So we really didn't get caught up in are they going to play, aren't they going to play. I addressed it with the team during the week. The worst thing you could do is focus on what they're going to do. It's always about us, and always will be about us. But I mean, that's really a decision that Lovie made, and I think he feels good about the decision. And with that going into the off week, so, but really didn't give much thought past that.
When you put together your defensive coaching staff, I guess, how did you balance picking a veteran guy like Turgot and, you know, basically a rookie coach like Kevin Green and a young coach like Joe Witt? Is that the ideal to have a mishmash of ages and experiences, or you just pick the best guy, or I guess, how did you come up with that?
Well, when you put together a staff, you're obviously looking for the best coaches that you possibly can, but something I pay very close attention to is fit. Joe Witt was here. Had an opportunity to watch Joe work as a quality control coach his first year here. So when I made the change, he was someone that I had planned on moving up because I felt he was definitely ready. You know, obviously Winston Moss was also here, coaching linebackers. Mike Turgovic, someone that I've known for a long time. We were actually on the same staff here in 1999, and he was going through a situation there in Carolina, so there was a spot for Mike if it worked out. Darren Perry we've had a relationship. Darren was a player and I was a coach in 2000 in New Orleans. So when Darren was available from Oakland, I knew he was what I was looking for there. So it's more about fitting together than Dom was hired, and Dom Capers was hired. Excuse me, and obviously, Darren had played for him, and Joe was someone, and Winston is someone that he had to, get used to and build a relationship with. And then he actually recommended Kevin. We interviewed Kevin and a couple other coaches, and we felt Kevin was the best fit. And Mike Turgovac's situation came clean, and he became available. So we added Mike to the mix, and like any good coordinator, you got to put it all together. And they're fine men, they're fine coaches, but the fit is to me is what makes a good staff, and the coordinator is responsible to make that fit come together. And Dom Capers has done a tremendous job with that staff.
Last question for Mike.
Mike, I know Atlanta challenged Sam a little bit on Saturday night, but him playing at the level that he's played at for you this year, what has that allowed you to do defensively, whether it's with Woodson or your pressure calls? I mean, having an undrafted rookie play at that level has to have helped you guys have some more options.
Well, when you have the flexibility to put your corners out there and play man-to-man, it really gives you all the options because you're not trying to cover up anybody. So I think everybody that's watched us play on defense, we don't really hold anything back schematically. You know, we have three deep coverages, we have three deep pressures, we have two deep coverages, and we have two deep pressures. So I think that tells you how we feel about our secondary and the flexibility they give us in the back end and the coverage. So it gives us the ability to be more aggressive with our pressure packages.